before you drink. What you get isn't always what you think.
Beers of Alaska, beer on the last frontier. Beers of Alaska, learn about them here.
Well, don't settle for the first, for it might be the worst. Cleanse your palate before you quench your thirst.
Hello and welcome to Drinking on the Last Frontier. This is listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula, KDLL 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna, and I'm your host, Bill Howell. First up, thanks to Recess Duty for playing us in with our theme song, always great to hear. We got a lot of interesting stuff for you this month, but let's get started with the news. The 4th annual Frozen River Festival, held in Soldotna Creek Park on Saturday, February 17th, was another huge success. The weather for the event was excellent, and several breweries attended for the first time. We'll have recorded interviews with several of the brewers and attendees later in today's show. On the same day as the Frozen River Festival, the Anchorage Rotary held the first ever Rondi Rotary Beer Festival at the Anchorage Center for the Performing Arts. By all reports, it was a success with 25 local breweries in attendance. Hopefully, in the future years, it will be deconflicted with Frozen River Fest, as some of our smaller breweries don't have the staff to support attending two festivals on the same day. Stone Brewing Company, the Southern California craft brewery that produces the iconic Arrogant Bastard Ale, has filed a lawsuit against the macro brewing giant Miller Coors, due to the company's rebranding of Keystone Beer as Stone and Stone Light. Reports indicate that Miller Coors tried to register the trademark Stone and was rejected. Stone Brewing contends that Miller Coors removing Key from their packaging and marketing comes across as a tactic to circumvent the rejected trademark application. Quote, Keystone's rebranding is no accident, said Dominic Engels, Stone Brewing CEO. Miller Coors tried to register our name years ago and was rejected. Now its marketing team is making 30-pack boxes stacked high with nothing but the word Stone visible. Same for Keystone social media, which almost uniformly has dropped the key. We will not stand for this kind of overtly and aggressively deceptive advertising. Frankly, Miller Coors should be ashamed. End quote. The complaint alleges federal and state causes of action for unfair competition, trademark infringement, and related claims. Quote, for two decades, our team and our fans together have given depth and meaning to the Stone brand, expressed Greg Koch, Stone Brewing Executive Chairman and Founder. Our fans have come to trust us to deliver consistently fresh, high-quality beer. They trust that we'll do so in a way that's ethical and betters our communities, our planet, and the entirety of craft beer. By deliberately creating confusion in the marketplace, Miller Coors is threatening not only our legacy, but the ability for beer drinkers everywhere to make informed purchasing decisions. Never one to miss an opportunity to poke fun at big beer and its consumers, Coke added with a laugh, we all know Keystone is specifically designed to be as inexpensive, flavorless, and watery as possible. We can't have potential Stone drinkers thinking we make a Shudder light beer, or for our fans to think we sold out. Miller Coors needs to stop marketing its stuff using our good name. End quote. Midnight Sun Brewing Company has released its first ever limited edition canned beer. Blackberry Noir is a blackberry sour ale with 4% alcohol by volume and 18 IBUs. Midnight Sun plans further limited releases in the future. Earlier this month, the Community and Regional Affairs Committee of the Alaska House held public hearings on House Bill 269. As I reported last month, this is the bill introduced by Representative Chris Tuck of Anchorage to clarify the law regarding the ability of distillery tasting rooms to serve mixed drinks. It was filed in response to the ABC Board's decision at its January 23rd meeting to forward regulations forbidding such service to the Lieutenant Governor for his review and signature. During the public hearing, the ratio of those testifying was 7-1 in favor of allowing the service of mixed drinks. This is in keeping with the over 500 public comments received by the ABC board prior to its decision, which ran well over 95% in favor of continuing to allow the practice. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has now referred House Bill 269 to the House Labor and Commerce Committee with the recommendation that it be passed. The Matanuska Brewing Company has begun producing beer. Its first releases will be canned beers brewed for Glacier Brewhouse. The four initial beers will be Glacier's IPA, its Blonde, its Imperial Blonde, and a Raspberry beer. A new brewery hopes to open in 2020 in the Aleutians, making it the westernmost brewery in the United States. Josh Good is the brewer-owner of Unalaska Brewing Company. He feels there's a rock-solid market for local beer in Dutch Harbor, where he's lived for the last 7 years and works as a grammar school teacher. A home brewer for over 10 years, Good had tinkered with the idea of going commercial for quite some time, but it didn't really solidify until, on a whim, he submitted his business plan in the Aleutian Marketplace Business Plan Competition held by the Pribilof Island Community Development Association and Aleut Corporation in 2016. Quote, "We talked about it, but never seriously. Then I heard about the Aleutian Marketplace grant. I'd started a business plan, but always half-heartedly. It was just a dream. It blew me away when I was a finalist, and even more when I found out I won the whole thing. I thought, this is real, I can do this," says Good. Currently, Good is looking at purchasing a 7.5-barrel system and hopes to be open in the spring of 2020. Buried in the minutiae of the most recent ABC board meeting, I found applications for two more new breweries, Hope Beer Crafters and Inside Passage Brewing Company, to be located in Hope and Ketchikan, while the Seward Salmon Bake would be a new brew pub in Seward. Since this is in the initial license applications, these businesses are a long, long way from opening their doors, but will be something to watch for. The Brewers Association, the not-for-profit trade group dedicated to promoting and protecting America's small and independent craft brewers, has announced that founder and past president Charlie Papazian will exit the Brewers Association on January 23, 2019, marking his 70th birthday and 40 years building the craft brewing community and inspiring brewers and beer lovers around the world. Quote, "We are all here today because of Charlie Papazian," said Bob Peace, president and CEO, Brewers Association. "His influence on the home brewing and craft brewing community is immeasurable. Who could have predicted that a simple wooden spoon, ingenuity, and passion would spawn a community of more than 1 million home brewers and 6,000 small and independent U.S. craft breweries," end quote. Papazian, founder of the American Homebrewers Association and the Association of Brewers, set the stage for homebrewing back in the 1970s. His expertise and friendly tone assured people that making good beer was possible at home. He stressed his catchphrase of "relax, don't worry, have a homebrew" in his first book, The Complete Joy of Homebrewing, and inspired millions to pick up the hobby of homebrewing. In 1978, Papazian, along with Charlie Mattson, formed the American Homebrewers Association in Boulder, Colorado. They published its first issue of Zymergy magazine, announcing the new organization, publicizing the federal legalization of homebrewing, and calling for entries in the first American Homebrewers Association National Homebrew Competition. Today, the AHA is more than 46,000 members strong. In 1982, Papazian debuted the Great American Beer Festival in Boulder, Colorado. Now in its 37th year, the GABF is the largest ticketed beer festival in North America, with more than 60,000 attendees annually, and its accompanying competition is one of the most coveted awards in the brewing industry. The following year, the Association of Brewers was organized to include the AHA and the Institute for Brewing and Fermentation Studies to assist the emerging microbrewery movement in the U.S. By 2005, the Association of Brewers and the Brewers Association of America merged to form the current Brewers Association. When asked, "Charlie, did you ever imagine that beer would become this?" his answer is always yes. Quote, "I had a playful vision that there would be a home brewer in every neighborhood and a brewery in every town. But what I could not imagine, never considered, was the impact that craft brewing would have on our culture, economy, and American life." That's it for news this month. Coming up next, we'll have live interviews from the Frozen River Fest in Soldotna. This is KDLL 91.9 FM Kenai Soldotna. I'm your host, Bill Howell, here on Drinking on the Last Frontier.
Jay Barrett, KDLL Morning News host. Which of these Saturday shows do you prefer? Ask Me Another or Bullseye with Jesse Thorne?
I'm going to have to go with Ask Me Another.
Hey, Shaylin Cochran, KDLL Evening News host. Do you like Ask Me Another or Bullseye better?
Bullseye clearly hits the mark.
Well, how about you, Jenny Nyman, KDLL General Manager?
You know, I kind of like both of them.
Stalemate.
Well, why don't we ask our listeners?
Great idea. Hey, listeners, we want to hear from you. Please visit our website, kdll.org, or KDLL 91.9 FM on Facebook for a link to a short survey.
But how about live from here? Now, I like that one better on Saturdays.
Well, you know, there's something to be said about Sundays, though.
But there's something more to be said about Saturdays.
It's listeners, please
every Saturday
help us out. Visit kdll.org or KDLL 91.9 FM on Facebook and take our survey today.
Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Saturday.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Hello and welcome back to Drinking on the Last Frontier. I'm your host, Bill Howell, and here we are at the fourth annual Frozen River Fest in Soldotna Creek Park. So things are just getting started here. We're going to be walking around talking to a few people. We're going to start here talking to Mr. Dave Brighton. So Dave, how are you enjoying the fest so far?
It's a good day for it, Bill. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, we couldn't ask for much better weather.
Yeah. Beautiful sunny day. It's like 25 degrees, it said in my car.
Only Alaskans would be standing outside drinking beer at 25 in February. And this is a warm day.
Yeah, absolutely. I was walking up the hill and I heard someone saying we would never do a beer festival like this in Portland. I'm like, it doesn't get that cold in Portland.
Well, hey, Dave, have a great time.
Thank you.
So here we are with Doug Hoag, one of the principals behind the Frozen River Fest. So how's it going, Doug?
It's going great. Beautiful weather. Couldn't ask for a better day.
So, looks like we had a couple of new breweries in this time. I think saw Bleeding Heart. I think they're new, aren't they?
Yep, Bleeding Heart's new down this time. We've had Odd Man Rush. We've got Cooper Lanning Brewing Company. They're new. Alaska Cider Works from Talkeetna. They're new this year.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to see we are getting more and more breweries coming into town for it, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, everybody's been excited about it, and this is one of the favorite festivals of Alaska. So
hey, I saw you guys are broke some ground on your kitchen expansion, right?
We did. We've got the hole dug. We've got the foundation in. The walls are up. So we're getting ready to actually build up from the ground now.
Super. That's gonna mean more oven and a mixer, and so we can look forward to pretzels and good stuff like that come the summer, right?
Exactly. More prep area, so that means more really good specials. So,
and have you finished getting all of your new canning line in yet, or is it still waiting on some pieces?
Yeah, we got a couple weeks, then the manufacturer will be up to actually do the assembly.
Looking forward to getting it in, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right, Doug, is there any beers that you would be recommend point people towards? I know Midnight Sun's got their new Raspberry Noir limited edition is out. And what else?
You know, I was just mostly interested in trying all these, the new breweries that we mentioned before, just because I've had them maybe at one or two other festivals, but there's some that I've never tried before. So I finally got to try Bleeding Heart. I had Odd Man Rush. They have a coconut stout that I heard is pretty good. So that's one to definitely look for.
All right. Well, cheers. Enjoy the festival.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Here we are with two of our local brewers. We've got Nels Barnett from Cooper Landing Brewing and Zach Henry from St. Elias here in Soldotna. So, guys, you enjoying the fest?
Yeah, it's a great day. So yep. You're going to have fun.
Your first time, right, Nels?
First festival, yeah.
Super. How's things going out in Cooper Landing?
Well, yeah, it's February in Cooper Landing, so it's a little pretty slow, but we're plugging along.
How are you coming on your tap room?
We're real close to securing some property to build a tap room. We're not going to do it where we're at now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, so change of plan there.
Change of plans.
Well, good. Looking forward to that being open. Yeah. And how's everything over at St. Elias? I know you guys got your crowler machine in, and you got your new logoed cans, right?
Yep. Just got our logo cans in, and we're just cranking them out. They're selling pretty well, and we're real happy with the logo. Turned out really nice.
Couldn't ask for better weather, huh?
Oh yeah.
Nice day.
Sun's shining. It's not 20 below.
All right. Well, hey, great. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, guys.
Yep. Thanks, take care, Bill.
Good.
John Burkett, formerly from Odom Distributors, and now working for what's the
Country Malt Group. We're one of the world's leading barley and hop suppliers. Most of the breweries in Alaska use it. Not all of it, but you know, most of them.
So, what do you think of our little festival down here?
I love it. I've always heard about it. I'd never been down here, of course. You know, I co-founded the Barley Wine Festival 26 years ago. Just finished doing one in Fairbanks, so festivals are in my blood, and I like to see new and different, and this is definitely new and different, unique Alaska.
Yeah. So why don't you explain for our viewers real quick, they may not really grasp what it means when you say you work for a distributor, Odom, as a distributor. Take a moment and how about explaining that to them?
Sure, it's kind of coincidental. Last year at the Craft Brewers Conference, the Brewers Association had me represent distributors with the brewery panel because I'd retired. So after Prohibition, the states were given the rights to do their own liquor laws. That's why there's a lot of things we can't do in Alaska that other states can. And to keep the manufacturer, the retail, and the distribution in the middle separate, they created the three-tier system. So most all beer, there's a manufacturer, let's just say Miller Coors to make it easy, and then they go to a distributor all around the country to distribute their beers to the retail accounts. Now they're responsible for the quality of beer, aging of the beer, rotation, picking it up. They've got all the trucks, the warehousing. So there's a lot to that middle tier. But things are getting a little different with the craft breweries that have a tasting room, and then some states, including somewhat this one, they can self-distribute up to a certain point. So that's kind of going away from the three-tier. I think in those situations, I actually personally like it, even though I was in the distributor world for 35 years. Retailers, they like to talk to the brewer. They like to see what's going on. But you're going to be real restricted on your reach. It's going to be hard for somebody locally that self-distributes to then go to other states. But I don't think that's a bad thing. Any more craft beer is all about local. You know, meats, anything, everything is local. And I think having access to your local market and your local brewery and you've got a taste room is great. And I love all the breweries doing that.
Yeah, if you're on a small scale, like some of the brewers we have here, it really doesn't make any sense for a distributor like Odom to bother with them if they're only going to be distributing to two or three accounts in their local town. Then why in the world would Odom want to get involved in that? It's not worth Odom's time or any other distributor.
And I tried to kind of consult with all the new breweries, and I would tell them all, self-distribute as long as you can, because why give us a percentage, or the distributor's percentage? You make all the money you can and build up your brewery. There gets to a point, if you want to go bigger than that, I'm thinking King Street has done one of the best jobs self-distributing, but with this big new brewery, they're going to have to pay for that, and they're going to have to sell more beer in a wider footprint. They're almost going to have to go to a distributor, and that's what the distributor is good for. Even in this state, you know, King Street can't really get their beer efficiently to Fairbanks. I'm not sure they're even in Juneau. So, you know, a distributor does that. But I think breweries that are real happy staying in their small footprint, doing it themselves, making a lot of money in the tasting room, I think that's the best model. And keep the distributors out of it.
Spoken like a former distributor, John. Thanks. Appreciate you taking the time with us.
Great to talk to you.
Have a good time.
All right.
See you around.
So what can we help you with?
We're here at the bake sale booth at the Frozen River Fest. It's being run by Kenai Peninsula Brewing and Tasting Society to raise money for the Shriners. So why don't you tell us what you're up to here, Shannon?
Hi there. So we got together and we were trying to decide a way to raise money for the Shrine Club down here because they host our meetings. And a great idea is a bake sale. Everything is donated by our members and also the Shrine Club members. And 100% of the profits are going right back to that club.
And it's obviously a wonderful cause. You could do better than to support the Shriners. So what all do you have here?
We have everything that would satisfy your sweet tooth, and we also have some savory items. We have pretzel necklaces, we have coffee cake cupcakes, we also have some cornbread options, and warm bread pudding, but only if you get it in the next half an hour.
All righty, well, great, good luck.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
So here we are talking with Gene Diamond from Specialty Imports. He's another distributor here, and you guys are supporting with pouring some of your beers and stuff here at the festival?
Yeah, we decided we didn't want to really compete with what the local brewers were doing here, so we brought in a whole bunch of kind of eclectic beers made here in America with the Hennepin and the Chimay's and the Belgian styles, and we of course had to have Samuel Smith and Lindemann's in here, so we just did all bottles and come help support the cause.
Oh, that's great. Really appreciate it. Thanks for supporting our festival.
You bet. It's a great one.
Okay. In a month or two, I'm going to have you on, and we're going to do a long-form interview.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Thanks, Gene.
Thanks. You bet.
So we're here with Zach Lamphere from Bleeding Heart Brewery out of Palmer. And this is your first time here at the festival,
right? This is our first year here at Frozen River. We were told by a number of other breweries that this was the place to come to, and we got all our poop in a group and got down here in time.
Great. So what are you pouring?
We've got our flagships, two of our flagships. We got our Valley Trash Dirty Blonde, which is a Kolsch-style unfiltered lighter beer. Then we have our signature Bleeding Heart Beet IPA, which we use some of the locally grown beets out of Palmer. And then we have William the Coffipotamus, which is our William the Hippopotamus Oyster Stout that we aged with some coffee that's roasted in our area as well. So
I've had some of the Coffipotamus. It's delicious, so
great job. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're pretty proud of it. This is our first premiere of the Coffipotamus. So we've got a little bit more at the brewery, and then we're putting some on tap at Four Corners in Palmer eventually.
Well, great. Appreciate you bringing it down here to share with us.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. I think this might be the first time we have officially met and had beer together. So
I think so.
It's really good to meet you officially after
the brewery one of these days. I
hope
promise.
So. You just give me a call. Let me know if you're going to make it out, and we'll open the door for you, brother.
All right. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You. Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys.
Darcy Kniefel from Midnight Sun. Seems like we have her on the radio every other month or so, but she's down here for the festival. And what are you guys pouring, Darcy?
We came down with the Wolfpack Pilsner, Pleasure Town IPA, Matanuska Thunderfunk, which is our Brett Saison, and then we have the Blackberry Noir, which we were hoping was going to be in cans, but not quite ready yet, so we've got it in kind of unlabeled bottles for you. It's a super sneaky beer today.
So you guys, that's like your first limited edition can release, right?
Yeah, we're giving it. It's kind of our first try, and obviously we've hit some bumps on the way, so we're learning some things as we go. But we should have it ready and down in here for sale in about the next 2 weeks.
Great, that sounds good. Well, thanks for coming down for the festival. Appreciate the support.
Always a good time. Thanks, Bill.
We're here with Jody and Bailey from, you guys are up in Wasilla, right?
No, we're in Anchorage.
Anchorage, okay. And they're from BAFCO.
Hey, got it.
And they do some wonderful, wonderful work on fire pits and things like that. So why don't you tell us a bit about what you brought down?
Well, we have what we have here now is we actually had to kind of borrow them from the people that own them. We've been really busy, and we brought these down. We do this show every year, and we brought these bowls down to show off a little bit, and we've got a new prototype over here as a griddle.
It's called the Bafco Griddling Tiki. It's kind of like a tiki torch, kind of like a griddle. And you can,
there's going to be free bacon on there.
Yeah, we'll have some free bacon coming off of there.
We were trying to figure out what would be the best thing, and somebody said bacon, and
you can't go wrong with bacon.
You can't go wrong with bacon. So anyway, we're going to be testing out a new prototype, sort of a cooktop here, and we're going to be like the Benihana of outdoor festivities.
A lot of folks have some of your stuff around. I think Doug has got some hanging on his walls, and they have some at Anchorage Brewing Company, a lot of your work. So
we did an art show at Kenai Brewing last year. It was a great art show in July. Hopefully we'll be back
again. I know you guys have been supporting the festival here since we opened.
Yeah.
So really appreciate you
coming back. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, and it's great to see everybody turn out for this thing. Everybody has a blast, and everybody appreciates the whole deal that's going on here.
And I don't think it's been as cold as that first year.
Oh, no. Yeah. That first year, that set the record for cold with wind. Yeah, that was bad.
It was a good thing we had. I think we had like 5 fire pits at that one.
And a lot of people clustered really tight around them, as I recall. Yeah. So
we're grandfathered on the cold, I think.
We're over regulation for the wood piled in those things. I think we had 15-foot flames coming out of one.
Well, thanks. Appreciate you guys coming down for the fest, and love your work. It's wish I could afford it.
Yeah. One day.
One day.
One day.
Thank you. So, cheers.
Yeah, see you later.
See you later, Heather.
If you don't mind, tell us your names and tell us what you think of the festival.
My name's Diana Marsh. Live around here, and that's really fun. I mean, it's just starting, so kind of looking around to see who we know and try out some fun beers.
Like, have you been to the festival before?
No, we haven't. This is the first one. Yeah.
How about you, sir?
Oh, I'm Tom Osland, and I haven't been here before either, but I'm impressed with all the different breweries that are here. There's several I haven't heard about before, and it's just kind of interesting to be here in the wintertime. I come here in the summer, but it's a whole different thing right now.
Yeah, this is, as far as I know, this is the only winter outdoor beer festival in Alaska. And we got great weather this year compared to what it usually is.
Yeah.
So the first year was 5 below with about 30 knots of wind. So
did they have metal cups in?
No, we had plastic that year, thank the Lord.
If they'd been metal,
everyone had their fingers froze to them.
Yeah, they'd been stuck to their mouth all the time, yeah.
So first couple of years we had plastic, and I think last year and this year we've gone to the metal ones. Well, last year's was a little different design.
You have a nice necklace there.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we got this over at the bake sale that they're doing to support the Shriners.
All right.
Emergency pretzel supplies. Thanks for talking to us, folks.
Yeah, all great. Thanks. Yeah, thanks much. Yeah.
So, hey, we're here with Andy Iser from the Soldotna Chamber, one of the organizers of the Frozen River Fest. I started to say the Kenai River Fest, but Frozen River Fest. So, Andy, how's it going?
Well, it's going really well here. The crowd's rolling in. The Mabes are playing right now. We've got 18 brewers pouring beer here, so I think everybody's pretty happy.
Yeah, I'd say so. Looks like everybody's having a great time, and Mother Nature cooperated pretty well this year, so things are looking great.
She did. We ordered some good weather today. It's a lot warmer than last year. No wind, so we're happy.
Super. Well, hey, great work. Keep it up. You guys have really doing great things with this festival. I think it's wonderful for the community and great for the city.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. I would have to say this festival has grown a lot, and it's gotten to be pretty well known around the state. A lot of people come from like Talkeetna and places like that, and then of course our community loves it as well, so we're really proud of it.
Well, hey, like I said, great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.